Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
We like to tell the Thanksgiving story. Not the one they told you in school.
Squanto.
Yeah, I remember that. Squanto and the planting the corn. And
the Indians were so happy to see the pilgrims when I was in school.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure they were. So there's like, you know, the whitewashed version of Thanksgiving that they teach you in the government schools. And then there's the other story that you never heard about, probably, unless you've, you know, listened to this show in the past or happened to have come to the right place. In this case, it's the Future of Freedom Foundation that is going to provide the version of it this year. And
right.
Surprisingly, it's actually a fresh writing of this, because like sometimes we've read some that are a few years old. So somebody has rewritten about this old story once again.
The news stays the same from year to year on this particular story. You know, the pilgrims and their old Thanksgiving. This one's written by Richard Ebling, and I've tried to cut some of it out here to streamline it for the air. It says, in the New World, the pilgrims erected a new Jerusalem that would not only be religiously devout. They wanted to erect a new Jerusalem that would not only be religiously devout, but be on a new foundation of communal sharing and social altruism. So this
That sounds nice.
Yeah,
sharing's good.
I wanted to know if any of you guys heard about the Adam Schiff, the shifty shifter, the star of the Democratic Party in this whole collusion and delusion and Ukrainian deal. Supposedly, this guy's involved with that Burisma company over there in Ukraine that the Bidens are involved in. It's a huge cover-up.
Hmm.
The whole United States federal government is a huge scam, and they're raping us for all of our money with these taxes. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. It's uncalled for. It's unconstitutional. And I'm sick and tired of it, man. And they got the media covering up every single thing that they do. It's ridiculous. I'm ready to rage against the machine, bro.
Well, John, I have done my level best to try not to read any articles about this situation. To me, Ukraine is just Democrat for Benghazi, right? I mean, this is all politics as far as I'm concerned.
You got that right.
However,
man,
I have read a couple of things, and one part that I can't sort of get straight in my mind is that, you know, one thing that we don't generally say about politicians is they're stupid or they're not crafty.
They're crafty.
They're crafty. And a crafty person would not bring up a story that's going to get themselves in trouble, their team in trouble. And
you would assume so.
If this is as clearly against Biden and his son as it looks like it is, then I can't understand why they brought it up. The less industrious members of the colony came late to their work in the fields and were slow and easy in their
labor.
Plymouth
Colony?
Okay, this is
where he died, at least.
Yeah, that was Plymouth Colony then. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Knowing that they and their families were to receive an equal share of whatever the group produced, they saw little reason to be more diligent in their efforts. The harder working among the colonists became resentful that their efforts would be redistributed to the more malingering members of the group.
Right. So what do they do if they're resentful? They're going to cut back on their effort.
Soon, they too were coming late to work and were less energetic in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody who's been the manager knows that you've got to keep some kind of integrity around the start time for work.
Sure.
Because if you don't, then you know, somebody's
that's why they fire people for being late.
Somebody's coming in 15 minutes late. If somebody can come in 15 minutes late and still has their job and everything's fine,
try
then
20.
Right. 20, half an hour, pretty soon. You know, it's just show up when you want, work as long as you want,
mm-hmm.
leave when you want. And that's not going to work in most businesses.
Nope. Somebody's got to be there to open the doors. Otherwise, the customers are going to get mad.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I worked at a health club at one point, and those people that come in at 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just overslept. It's a bad idea to have a 20-year-old opening your business up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Once you're forcing people to share, then it's just theft. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. So that's what was going on here. Yeah, it was conscription. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a form of slavery, and that's what they were complaining about.
Well, part of the thing that, you know, communists have to eventually, I mean, if they're paying attention, if they're being honest with themselves, is that they can't go against human nature. They want to. They have this grand vision for this massive sharing, this experiment, and this is like an experiment that they attempted in this Plymouth colony. But the communists think that, you know, they can if they can just change human nature, that they can have this system work. And you can't.
Well, there's also it's understood that it's not going to work if you start with no money, right? You have to have some money to make things work. And the rich people don't want to come join and share. Even when you can look at the cults where people join and give their life savings. Well, a lot of times they just give their life savings away to their parents or something like that. And then, you know, they decide later whether or not they want, if they really have some money. They don't bring it in, usually. They might bring some, but they're not bringing it all in. You know, the poor people can bring their whole life savings in and, you know, here's $5.35 I've got left over from this week's labor, and here I am to start to join your cult.
Every time I hear the story about the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock, I'm always reminded of the book Acts from the Bible. And there's some Christians, and I hate to say this, but Pope Francis is amongst these, who that's the be-all, end-all of Christianity, Acts. There's others who think Revelations is where it's at, and they just stay there waiting for the end times all the time. And it makes me wonder what happened to those early Christian communities that basically practiced communism. Did they just sort of fritter away because, you know, they were so unproductive that people thought that their minds were so full of things of heaven that there were no earthly use? You never really get an idea of what.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm some kind of, scholar on early Christianity. I mean, I've paid a little bit of attention to it here and there. I mean, you know, one thing that comes to mind is that that fort that was I can't remember off the top of my head. I was there by the Black Sea where the Romans laid siege to the Jews for a long time.
Masada,
until they committed suicide. But, that's all I could say is that, yeah, I mean, it tends to be that communism doesn't work out in the long run. I have seen some co-ops.
The people who were willing to work and were able to work knew that these other folks were able to work. They knew that they could work, but they knew they were BSing, basically. And they started to put in less effort, and as a result, crops did not, make it.
Right. Basically, over the course of 2 years, they were beginning to see starvation.
Yeah.
And that things were going to be bad. So they came up with a solution.
It was to the point where they couldn't blame it on, chance, right? Like, it wasn't, it was a bad harvest. No, it was a bad harvest because people were being lazy, because they weren't incentivized to give it their best.
Here's what Governor Bradford of the Plymouth Colony said. He said, "And so assigned to every family a parcel of land according to the proportion of their number and for that end." The end of growing food. This had a very good success. For it made all hands very industrious. Mm. So much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any means the governor or any other could use, and saved him a great deal of trouble, and gave far better content. The women now went willingly into the field and took their little ones with them to set corn, which before would allege weakness, the women would allege weakness, and inability. Whom to have to have compelled them would have been thought a great tyranny and oppression.
Right.
What we see going on in Cuba right now is a you call it a free market resurgence. I wish the United States would see this kind of free market.
I wouldn't call it a free market. It's some market mechanisms coming into play that weren't allowed previously.
I wouldn't call socialized medicine socialism either, because it's not state ownership of the means of production. However, we can see steps in one direction or the other. The United States is going commie, and Cuba is going free market, if you want to be simplistic in way you describe these things. Hard experience had taught the Plymouth colonists that the fallacy and error in the ideas, and that since the time of the ancient Greeks had promised paradise through collectivism rather than individualism, and as Governor Bradford expressed it, the experience that was had in this common course and condition, tried sundry years, and that amongst the godly and sober men, many well
and you know
convinced
what? Before you go on, I bet you the shiftless losers were really upset with the idea of having to go to work. You know,
I don't know. Once they saw that they could benefit from their own labor,
maybe it changed how they
changes,
looked at it.
I mean, it tends to change people very quickly.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
You're advertising this health insurance, I think. And I just wanted to tell a quick story about an experience I had in the Arizona Walmart. I went to pick up a prescription, and the pharmacy tech who checked me out was so nice. She said, get on your phone and look up goodrx.com because you might have a coupon for this. And so I did, and she saved me $20. So I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know. Maybe everyone's heard of this but me. But
yeah, I was at CVS, and they did the same thing for my wife was doing it because I probably wouldn't even look. We use the GoodRx at my household, too.
That's good. Awesome.
Good to know.
I wanted to throw that out in case anyone hadn't heard it, you know, save a few bucks. The other thing I wanted to mention the other day when I called in about my experience with the DMV, I wasn't just calling in to complain. I wanted to mention, if you go, because I had to make three trips home, if you go, they have a new real ID law that Obama did to put some kind of gold star on your license. I'm sure you've talked.
This actually wasn't specifically Obama. Real ID has been in place since the Bush administration. Because I remember, Mark, when we moved up here to New Hampshire, that was one of the issues that some of the activists
were. It was a hot button issue.
They were active on right before we moved. So it was like still kind of going when we came up here. There were some great protests that Lauren Canario and Jim Johnson did, where they dressed up as Nazi soldiers and put up like a checkpoint outside of the state house. So this was back in like 2005, I think.
I had to go home. I'm sure maybe if I had pushed the issue, I could have said, well, just treat me like a non-citizen. But I think that you can still fly with a passport. But honestly, after my
Well, that's considered a real ID. The passport the passport is a federal ID. So the passport is by default, it's compliant with the real ID strictures.
Yeah, so this just seems like those protesters said, honestly, it felt menacing, it felt off, and it really did feel like Nazi Germany. You know, I had to go home like twice to get the papers because they wanted two bills to show that I lived at the residence that I live at. Hmm. Then they wanted a social security card.
Wow.
And they wanted a birth certificate or a passport or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty insane, and it did not feel good. And I was like, well, what if I don't have these things? What if just put me, you know, what if I want to be put down as a non-citizen, but they wouldn't really hear of it? So,
is that what they told you, is that you'd be a non-citizen if you didn't have a real ID?
You know, I honestly don't remember exactly what they said. They kind of gave me a vague threat, like, well, then you won't have the gold star, and I know.
It sounds like something right out of
elementary
school.
I've been living life without a gold star for some time. Whenever they're passing out gold stars, they almost always skip me.
It sounds like something right out of elementary school, doesn't it? Remember?
It does. I really did want that sticker on my forehead back then, though.
I don't think they put it on your forehead?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I did pull up the alleged frequently asked questions about real ID because I was curious as to what is the new supposed deadline. They say that it will be October 1st of 2020 when you will, they claim, no longer be allowed to, here's the quote, what happens to travelers who show up without a compliant license? Will the TSA turn them away? This is from the Department of Homeland Security's website. They say travelers who do not present a real ID compliant license or acceptable alternative beginning October 1st, 2020 will not be permitted through the security checkpoint.
Wow.
But on the other hand, if you go to the TSA's website, there's a question there. I forgot my identification. Can I still proceed through security screening? In the event you arrive at the airport without proper ID because it's lost or at home, you may still be allowed to fly. By providing additional information, the TSA has other ways to confirm your identity, like using publicly available databases so you can reach your flight. If your identity cannot be verified, you will not be allowed to enter the screening checkpoint.
One time I had my ID in the wrong pocket, and I found it later, but I couldn't find it there in the line.
Right,
and
so you didn't think you had it on you.
And I had to go through some extra screening. They did the blue glove love and patted me down in all my special spots. Mm-hmm. And
they ask you some questions?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, I'll answer anything as long as I can get on my flight.
Native Americans used to, well, from what I've heard, they used to breastfeed for a while because that was good nutrition that, you know, more nutrition for everybody. They didn't have to feed their kids as much meat, but it was also like nutrient rich, and it kept the women from like getting pregnant too often. So there were some advantages, at least back in the day. And that brings me to the Native Americans. And yes, the Mariana Island natives, they used to go around topless. Are we saying that all these ancient societies all were abusing their children by not wearing a white man's shirt? Did that justify stealing the children and forcing them into those boarding schools where they died of horrible diseases? You know, there's just so much here. And who's to say? I mean, everyone has boobs. It's weird. Like, and it's only the nipple part that gets covered, which is a universal, you know, I don't know.
There's, yeah, we've all got them. And that's one mind. Of the points the woman was making in court was, my husband was there. He was topless, too. How come that's not a problem? Why isn't that a crime?
Because this is Utah, lady.
Well, all right.
One last thing on that is, you know, in today's changing sexual preferences, like, you know, homosexuality is becoming much more open and common, I suppose. Should men have to be covered as well?
I think earlier you were talking about somebody that got in trouble with the federal government because they were talking cryptocurrency with North Korea.
Yep.
Yeah. We didn't get into the story, but yeah, there's a headline about that.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, you know, you kind of slam the government because they, you know, they're coming down on those people. But then on the other hand, you talk about freedom and, you know, North Korea suppresses freedom probably more than any country in this world.
No doubt.
I don't know why why would we want to help them out?
Who's we?
Giving them some kind of technological.
Well, this is my thought process is this. I'm free and
no,
I don't belong to the United States federal government. No, I am free.
No, you're not.
I can declare myself free as often as
sure,
I like.
But they can put you in a prison cell if they want.
Right. And like we all deal with that. Right. Like the federal government can do what it wants. Even if you're to free people, it can crack down anytime it feels like it. So I don't see education as a bad thing. Now, the federal government may see education as a bad thing, but presuming, and I haven't read this story yet with this guy, but presuming this guy isn't working for the United States federal government, he's not guilty of treason because he's hasn't taken an oath or anything. So I think that free people should be able to educate whom they wish about which technologies they want. Don't you think that?
So you think that the free people ought to be able to help a dictator solidify his position?
No one gets more free market than me. The critiques that I have against the United States government are critiques against a government, not critiques against free market economics.
Right.
I believe in free market economics.
That's why we are against the
United States government ceases to be free market that I have a problem.
Absolutely.
And I'll extol Cuba as they become more free market. Yes, they have a long ways to go to get as free market as the United States.
But they have put in some reforms in the last decade.
And the United States is going down the list of economic freedom that's put out by the Heritage Foundation.
Every list that's put out. There's more than just the Heritage Foundation.
But a conservative cares about a conservative list.
Sure.
The Heritage Foundation is a conservative list that says the United States is demonstrably becoming less and less economically free over time, and presumably if they're checking out Cuba, I haven't looked at the list as far as I don't live in Cuba, so I don't care about where they come in the list. I care about the U.S.
But I bet you it's rising.
But of course it's rising because they're becoming more free market. They've got a long way to go to get better.
So even though we might not have known offhand what Potemkin was that he was referring to, and he wasn't clear if he was talking about the village or the ship.
Sure,
or whatever.
I mean I could pop in with some vocabulary word and ask him what that means.
But we certainly know that in North Korea, they do the same thing, because we talked about...
I'm sure they do. They got that hotel that has, like, 25 floors, but only one or two of them are outfitted.
I deleted a whole bunch of apps because, you know, I'm sick and tired of putting, like, you know, my phone looks pregnant, by the way, because, you know, it's always heating up, and, you know, it's just, you know, I'm like, people always tell me to download Vic.org, and I don't use that app, whatever. People tell me to use other apps, whatever. But no, I deleted every single app on my phone. My phone looks pregnant. It's always hot. I always have to keep on putting my phone in the freezer.
What does pregnant mean? Your phone looks pregnant.
The back of my phone, it's bulging out. It's not supposed to be bulging out.
That sounds very bad.
Your battery might explode. It's getting really hot. You said your phone's getting really hot?
Yeah,
that could be a faulty battery, Dave. You may want to go ahead and trade that phone in, and or at least take it in for service. If not, get a whole new phone. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, that sounds like it could really
a fire hazard. That's a fire hazard right there.
I'm kind of broke, so if anybody wants to send me a few $100 in cash for Christmas, so I can go out and buy a brand new phone, I'd appreciate
that. What about an old phone? Would you accept a used phone?
My PO box, ready? My PO box.
No. I don't want your address yet. I want to know, would you accept somebody's used phone rather than a few $100, which you could go spend on who knows what? If somebody sent you a phone, that would solve the problem, right?
I want a new one. I don't want an iPhone or whatever.
I called about car tabs in Washington State, but I also wonder how that caller that, now that I know that you don't know anything, I wonder what he thinks of Dennis Rodman teaching Kim how to break dance
and play basketball.
Rap. And play basketball and NBA secrets.
State secrets.
Anyway, so the car tabs in Washington State, we got a guy, his name is Tim Iman. And what he does, he gets these initiatives for $30 car tabs. And, of course, the voters always vote on the $30 car tabs.
What is a car tab?
We have to, every year, you renew this sticker and you pay $30.
Okay, so car registration.
And
gotcha.
You, for the year, and it shows what year and all that stuff.
Right.
And that it's
okay.
Current.
It's a different slang term for it or whatever, government term. I'd never heard that term.
Oh, that's what it's called in Washington.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's just called the car tab. You go renew your tabs. Anyway, so then every 2 years, they overturn it, and then you pay based on the value of your vehicle. So if you're driving a brand-new Dodge pickup, you're sucking, you know what?
Yeah.
So the problem is that they're saying that when it's $30 car tabs, they can't fund Sound Transit, which is a light rail that they're building here, and they've gotten a lot of it built, but they want to, of course, expand it to every metropolitan area. And then so that's the complaint, why they want to go on the value of your car.
You got some human beings out here that don't have a work ethic and weren't taught what it means to go out and work for a few bucks and earn that money and buy something with it and how good it actually feels. They'd rather complain about the work before they even get the job.
Yeah.
So therefore, they'll never know what capitalism is and how it really, really, really is an advantage in this world that we live in. They're just lazy, man. It makes me sick.
That's a great point. Can't disagree with you.
I'm legally blind. I want to share something real quick. I'm legally blind, so I'm on disability. It's not much money. It's Saturday. So I went ahead and worked today on my Saturday, off the books, of course, because, you know, they don't want you working. They want you to live off the little bit of dough.
Right. They're going to take the tiny little check they send you if you try to make your life better.
Yeah, man. I dug 6 footers, 36 inches deep, 18 by 18 with a shovel by hand. I didn't use an auger. I went out and I worked for my money today. Wow. I made $120.
So wait a minute. Hold on. When you say you're legally blind, does that mean you can still kind of see but not really?
I could see good enough to get around. I could see good enough to walk and ride my bike to the store and back. Okay. I can't see good enough to obtain a driver's license,
gotcha.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, here in West Virginia, you really can't own a car or property unless you actually rent your car and you rent your property.
Yes.
Because if you don't pay your property taxes, the government will throw you out in the street. And if you don't pay your taxes on your vehicles, the government will take them away from you.
That's true in all states in the United States.
Well, I think that it's more accurate to say if you wish to use your vehicle, that the government will take that they want to cut.
True. Well, if they catch you driving it without the paperwork, they will confiscate it from you.
Now, it's also true that there are states and there's programs where if you want to pay less for the registration of your vehicle – pardon me. It's relatively easy. All you have to do is I know that Montana has a interesting project where Ian, you know a little more about it.
Yeah, Montana. It's Montana where you can, if you have a vehicle that's over 11 years, so 11 and over, that they
will give
you permanent registration.
Let me give you an example. Michigan, you only pay taxes one time, and that's when you buy the vehicle. I had a cousin who left West Virginia when they were young. They went to Michigan. They lived there 40 years, worked for the Ford Motor Company all that time. They were able to purchase like $65,000 high-end Ford SUVs for half that price.
You know, if you go to China and spend money there, you're obviously helping the their economy to some extent. Now, the amount of money that I spent there certainly couldn't, it's not going to buy them a new jet or anything. But certainly you can make that argument. But I think it's a silly argument to make because, number one, he says you don't know anything about communism. But then he says you have to go there to find out about it. Well, if I go there to find out about it, I'm going to spend some money there. And he's just getting what he knows about communism out of a book. So what I've learned by going to China and other than China, I really haven't been to any communist countries that I can think of.
Well, I don't if we're going to parse terms on communism, because everybody likes to parse terms, I don't think communism and in its reality is even possible on planet Earth. But, you know, a country that's run by a communist party tends to be socialist in so much as state ownership of the means of production exists.
And that's absolutely the case with China, because even the Chinese communists will tell you that communism is the ideal. That's their heaven that they hope to obtain someday, and they're using socialism to get there.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.